Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
There goes away we go. I'm Michael Harrison, and I am very grateful that you are whoever you are, wherever you are, because it is my privilege to be talking to you yet again. I was here last week on this particular channel. It's hard to think, a station, perhaps, online. There are so many platforms today in media that one never knows where or even when one is being listened to. It's a very different world. So for me, it's challenging. It's daunting. The circumstances under which I have arrived at this particular moment in my life are sad and not something that I celebrate. Something I look at as both a challenge and somewhat of a duty without attaching too much self-importance to what I'm doing. The last thing in the world that I would want to be accused of or even be perceived of as being self-absorbed. And one of the difficulties in hosting a radio show, a talk radio show, at this particular time in history is it's almost impossible to do it without having a sense of self-absorption. So I'm going to walk the line very carefully because ego and self-absorption, self-obsession are a couple of things that I'm not crazy about. So here I am in a great opportunity to be a total hypocrite. That being said, if there's anybody out there who can offer me psychological support, because I think I need it more than anybody else in the audience today, you can call in and give me as much help as I possibly might need at 877-807-4048. I understand the past couple of days I did not listen. I was conducting a lot of business. As a matter of fact, I was in New York City and happened to be several blocks away one day prior to the horrific bomb explosion that rocked the city and rocked the news, because I knew that I am embarking on this adventure, this challenge of keeping the seat warm as an interim host with no necessary end plan to how long I will be here on the program, at least in terms of media time and space that was hosted for several years in terms of Genesis Communications Network and for several decades in terms of radio in general by the late legendary Dr. Joy Brown. If you're new to this and you do not know, she passed away several weeks ago, and all of her friends and family and listeners are still in a state of shock. If you're just finding out that news now, as based on percentages, is very likely the case. Sorry that I have to be the one to bring that news to you. I've been basically one of the main bearers of the bad news to the media and to the public. And I guess I will continue to do that for as long as necessary. Had great respect and love for the woman as a dear friend and colleague. There was a lot of hand-holding that went on last week and the Friday before that. Among the listeners and among people in the industry right here on this very program, paying tribute to her. It was quite a moving experience. And I basically raised my hand and said, look, I'm going to come back after a couple of days, 3 days, which reruns of Joy's program were played, and I will sit down in the chair, and I will host the 3 hours that she does live every day for at least the rest of the year, maybe forever, or in case they don't like me, they'll throw me off. Not because I want this opportunity. Heaven knows I have enough to do. I have not only a day job, I have a day job, a night job, and a weekend job. And now this, and my friends and family are saying, why are you doing that? And I'll tell you why. Because I deeply believe I deeply believe that the kind of a radio show that Joy did has a place in today's media. And there are so few examples of it left. Oh, why do I think I can do that? Well, I know I can do it because I have done it in the past, and I'm doing it now. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor of anything. I'm just a guy that's been around the block a lot of times who knows radio and knows life and knows that there are a lot of people in this world today who are feeling lonely, who are feeling vulnerable, who are confused, who are stressed out, who are worried, who are trying to avoid becoming cynical, who are trying to maintain a grasp on their own humanity, and feel that relationships have value, that people care, that they are not alone, and that radio, this medium that I love, does not have to be relegated to the sterno of media. And when I say the sterno of media, I mean like, well, there are hurricanes and the electricity goes out, so radio is there to serve the public and help them in times of crisis. Although it does that very well, and I'm proud of that as a broadcaster, I feel that radio should approach every day as a crisis. And I don't mean political crisis. I don't mean that some devil is going to get elected and run the country into the ground because they're bad and we're good. But rather, all the real-life crises that take place among real-life human beings in this real world. Not this virtual world, not among our Facebook friends and our, you know, Twitter recipients, but rather the real flesh and blood world of relationships between real, honest-to-good human beings. So why not give it a shot and see what happens? So, again, my name is Michael Harrison. I have been in the broadcasting industry for many, many decades. I go back to the late 60s through the 70s. I have been a talk radio pioneer. I was a music radio pioneer. I love radio. I love audio media. And I love the fact that this medium has proven to me last week talking to the listeners of the Dr. Joy Brown Show really is a powerful connector of people. One of the things I learned hosting the show during the tribute shows that we paid to Dr. Joy was that people not only wanted to be able to turn to someone for advice, but they also wanted to feel that they are connected to other people who have similar problems and similar feelings that they do. Now, by no means am I saying that I'm here to solve your personal problems, although I'm more than happy to hear about them. And as I said before, I'd like to have you solve my personal problems. If the term reality show weren't such a hackneyed, bogus bunch of garbage, I would call this a reality show, except that I think that there's some of the furthest things from reality are what we call reality shows today. So the show has no name. I guess it's the interim Michael Harrison show. I hope that the station managers that are listening to this who are saying what happened to Joy Brown and what's this, do we want it? I hope they'll leave it on for a couple of days so that they can decide whether or not maybe this is a worthy successor in terms of what she was trying to do and in terms of what would be interesting to a listening audience. And I hope that whoever's listening to this at the moment will give it a shot. Because I know if you're listening to it at the moment, either you just fell upon it by accident because you're just a talk radio fan, and if that's the case, great, because we're going to do a lot of great talk radio. But if you're a Dr. Joy Brown listener, I hope you'll stick around anyway, because this is definitely a continuation of the spirit and the purpose of her show, and that is to connect people about a variety of subjects that people care about. Our number is 877-807-4048. You can call with anything on your mind right now. I'm Michael Harrison, and thank you for being so nice and hearing me to this point.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Newbiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Newbiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Newbiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Michael Harrison with you on the radio, and working as our producer on the front line today is my new friend, Manny Hill. And I asked Manny before what are some of his interests, because I know Joy used to banter with him a bit, and he said that he's a sports freak. Mm-hmm. And I heard him growling in the background with that great voice. I'm not even going to pull you in here yet, Manny, but I just wanted to mention what a great job you did, as did Justin when I was doing the show last week, and did get to talk to you a bit. But in terms of sports is a wonderful place that people can seek victory instead of truth. If there's any one place in American society today where it's okay to be less than virtuous and admirable in terms of your dealing with the truth. It's sports. You know, we root for our team. We root for our uniform. If a guy plays on our team and he's, shall we say, of lowly character, we kind of look the other way because we want to win. That's why I talk about seeking victory instead of truth. One of the things, so I do it myself. It's one of my, secret pleasures. What's the word? I can't think of it. Like a nasty pleasure, and rah rah, and guilty pleasure. Thank you. See, you're a good guy. Sports is a guilty pleasure because we know that it's out to break people's heads, and that we get all emotional, and it's us against them, and I could go into the psychology of sports very deeply because I think about it, because I am a big sports fan, and I'm often conflicted about that. But then you take the other big spectator sport in America today, and that's politics. And when I see parallels between the way people consume politics as a spectator sport and the way it's talked about on the radio and the way it's talked about in the media, and you can't always tell whether it's sports or it's politics. One is about fantasy and one is about real life. That gets upsetting. And so I'm going to repeat something that I've said before, and that is in terms of the journalistic world and the media world of politics, which dominates so much of today's talk media and talk radio, the conversations are rather ugly. We were thinking about calling this show The Continuum with Michael Harrison. We're not going to call it that, but you know, we're coming up with names and ideas with this piece of clay that we're molding. And continuum means the spectrum of gradations of difference between extremes in politics today in terms of radio discussion. And I know Dr. Joy Brown would completely agree with this because she and I have talked about this personally. The saying in the radio business, which I'm deeply involved in as the publisher of a trade magazine, is have a take and don't suck. That's have a take and don't suck. Doesn't matter if you're wrong. Doesn't matter. Don't be wishy-washy. Have a take and don't suck. And I guess I can use the word suck now because, 30, 40 years ago, that was a dirty term. But today it has a connotation that it just isn't a great thing. And heaven forbid you be a flip-flopper, or that you say, on one hand, I can see your point, but on another hand, there's a different aspect to it, and as a result, I cannot get behind this ideology or that ideology 100%, because, well, and here's how I see it, it all depends on whose shoes you're in. Maybe there is no empirical right or wrong in the political world. But then it's a matter of whose shoes you're in and what kind of a life experience you've been through and how you feel. How you feel that, you know, people that have a different point of view than you do might have a different set of feelings that you have based on their experience and their interests. Because after all, isn't politics just a civilized way of settling differences of interest? Interest not meaning what you are interested in terms of a cerebral situation, but what you're interested in terms of interest, like your money, like your assets, my interests, it is in our interests. A way of settling interests, short of shooting each other and killing each other and living by the law of the jungle to settle it in a civilized way, we have politics. But let's not forget, it really is a competing interests situation. So when a lot of people vote against their own interests because they aren't smart enough to really read the stories or listen to the conversations or study up on the issues, but rather go with the simplistic white or black, left or right, yin or yang, cookie cutter stereotype of whatever the issue is, and not get into the gradations of difference between the poles, it becomes a dumb conversation, and it becomes about as mindless as rooting for your favorite sports team, which, again, I like to do. But that's good mindlessness. It releases energy. It makes you feel like you're part of a community. It makes you feel connected. But you know, in the end, aside from the fact that somebody might get a broken leg, and there's occasional, you know, tragedies, nobody's going to get killed, nobody's going to go broke, nobody's going to be stepped on, nobody's life is going to be destroyed, and nobody's really lying to your face. It's a game. I am not thrilled with the way politics is discussed in our country anymore. I blame, for the most part, the media, which I'm a part of, and I blame the educational system. And as somebody whose main political persuasion, my main political religion, if you will, is to defend the First Amendment of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, beyond that, I'm open to a lot of things. I don't see the left or the right as being demons, just like I don't see a steering wheel in a car as necessarily serving the driver and its passengers. If it only goes to the right or only goes to the left, the road curves, the road changes, circumstances change as you move along. And you've got to have the flexibility based upon what's going on around you to be able to pivot to the left, to the right, to stop, to go fast, to slow down, and to do so with a degree of intelligence. That's the kind of political talk radio I would love to see. And I certainly love the idea of a deeper level of communication between individuals who have real life problems, real life issues, who are trapped between the molecules of their own thoughts and their own lives and their own circumstances, because that is really reality. You know, if we're talking about a reality show, that is reality. Real life is not a spectator sport or going to the movies and watching a fantasy. Real life is a very, very realistic hologram in which we are all embedded and can't get out of it. So we may as well get through it together. That's what I see talk radio being about, and that's what I saw, and that's what I realized listening to the listeners and the callers. Boy, was that an eye-opener or an ear-opener or a mind-opener to me last week, taking calls from Dr. Joy Brown fans and listeners and supporters and friends and families and loved ones. Oh, how important radio can be in bringing people together and alleviating the demon of loneliness. 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. I got plenty more to say.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
It's very therapeutic just mouthing off about all the things that sometimes as a kind of a behind-the-scenes guy I have been thinking. And I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes guy. I'm not totally behind the scenes. I haven't hosted, other than the show that I did last week, the radio show, that was in tribute to Dr. Joy Brown with people from the radio industry and people from her life and her family, and then 2 days of listener calls. I haven't hosted a live telephone talk radio show in about 7 years prior to that. And so that's real black belt radio. That's very challenging, daunting, has its own set of challenges and set of processes that, it's sort of like riding a bike. Once you've done it, you know how to do it, but you can be a little rusty at it, and it could be frightening. I have the philosophy that a person shouldn't be on the radio doing a talk show unless they have a lot to say, and I've never been in a shortage of words, but I have been on the radio a lot. I'm interviewed a lot as a person who knows about the media and knows about radio. I publish the trade magazine Talkers, which I have published now for 27 years. It is the leading trade magazine in the radio business, read by people in radio and people involved in the radio industry. or with the radio industry, associated with it, publicists, equipment manufacturers, people that syndicate radio programs, talk show hosts. I'm pretty good friends with most of them. Joy Brown was among my closest. And again, life has not been the same since she left so suddenly and unexpectedly. I deal with everything from the political talk radio, the left and the right. I do not take a partisan position beyond being a champion of free speech. I am for the right to speak about anything. As long as it's within the legitimate spectrum of American ideas, I'm not going to go out of my way to help Nazis or fascists or, you know, murderers. You know, there's a limit to how far I'll go. But for the most part, I will go from the far left to the far right and that wonderful area in the middle and defend people's rights to speak. First Amendment is a complicated little process that has different nuances that I like to talk about. I also am a fan of the arts. I am a big sports fan, as I was talking to Manny about, our producer. And I believe in personal relationships, philosophy, theology, science. All of these things are fascinating, especially at this particular time in history. So I am going to just pour it all out, because it isn't every day that one has the opportunity to do so without any consequence. There is no consequence to this. I will do it today. I am in the moment. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Hopefully the next day. Maybe we'll get a full week out of it. And maybe we will go for a while, because nothing is forever. Nothing, you know, people think they're going to live forever. People think that every project they do is going to be forever. People who do shows think it's forever. And once you realize it's not forever, you can savor the process in the moment. And that's exactly what I'll do. If you want to join me, it's 877-807-4048. I know that that's kind of a strange invitation. Because, you know, usually in this particular spot at this particular time, you had this very inviting woman, very knowledgeable woman saying, tell me your problems and I will solve them for you. I'm more than happy to do that, but I may not be as, shall we say, clinical and adhere to the science of psychology as Dr. Joy did. But also, I am more than happy to tell you my issues and have you help me with that. For example, the thing that I'm very concerned about is the atmosphere of fear that people are living in today. Fear is a very, very dangerous thing. I consider fear to be the product of demons, and I don't mean, you know, literally demons, all right? I'm not some wacko. I'm not going to, don't get frightened here, the red flag. Oh, the guy's talking about demons. No. I'm talking about them figuratively. Those little voices in your head that goes, uh-oh, this is scary. This is dangerous. I can't walk down the street. The garbage can might explode. There are terrorists hiding behind every signpost. You know, we're in deep trouble. We're going down the drain. The economy is going to fall apart. Evil people are going to kill us. We can't trust anybody. We can't trust politicians. The president might not even be an American. All this stuff that we hear. And I'll tell you something, that is so un-American. if you want to be a little bit of a flag waver, fear is an extremely un-American phenomenon, a very un-American emotion. It spreads like a disease. It's contagious. It makes you weak. It opens the door to being taken advantage of. And combined with ignorance, it's deadly. And I just feel that we as a population are just being fed a heavy dose of fear by, you know, the same demon that whispers in your ear, you can't do that. You're going to fail. You can't take that new job. You can't sit down and do this radio show. You can't ask that woman or that man out on a date. You can't go back to school. You can't drag your sorry old butt out of your mother's basement and go out and get a job. You can't do it because it's not possible, because you're not good enough, because you're not strong enough, because it's dangerous. And then you hear those, you know, I'll save you. I'll protect you. You know, give me your freedom. Give me your liberty. Give me your money. So I think that fear, if you want to talk about psychology, fear is absolutely deadly. And, you know, my wife tells me sometimes, she says, who are you talking to? I say, well, I'm talking to myself. Actually, I'm talking to my demons. What do you mean? I said, I'm yelling at my demons to go away. I actually yell, go away. Get out of here. Take a hike. What are you? Get out of my head, you demon of fear. That's what I mean by demon. Maybe they are demons. Who knows? I'm not going to say they're not. I just don't see things that way. I'm not superstitious. I'm supernatural, but I'm not. We're all supernatural, but I'm not superstitious. And I can get into what that all means. I mean, I just find it all to be a big cosmic adventure. I'm not a materialist, and I'm not a black and white thinker. But I think Joy Brown would agree. I think that fear. And if you look around and you just read the papers, if anybody reads the papers anymore, I don't know if that's something that people do anymore, or you listen to the radio, and I know people listen to the radio. I'm not sure they listen to the radio on radios, but I do know that people are listening to the radio. You watch TV, you see movies, you talk to people, you listen to conversations at the local donut shop. And we live in an environment of fear, and fear is un-American. It's un-American. And that's not that I'm some kind of flag waver here. This is not a right-wing flag-waving rant. When I talk about American, I'm trying to conjure up those warm, fuzzy feelings we have about the things that we believe America is supposed to stand for. Justice, equality, the man who came here from another planet far beyond the powers of normal men, you know, immortal men. Idealism in a certain way. I understand it's idealism. I understand that you grow up and you find out that things are not necessarily warm, fuzzy, and happy, but I don't want to hear about fear. I just don't want to hear it. I know those of you old enough to know history or to have been there, FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. You'd be amazed how the whole government, economy, nation, our mental health operates on whether we're fearful or not. More to come. 877-807-4048. Michael Harrison here.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you want to join me in my stream of consciousness rant, you can. It's 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison, and we're talking about fear. And, of course, the other side of fear is courage. Let's go to the telephone and say hello to Linda in Bellingham, Massachusetts. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Michael. I just would like to say that I really have to give you a lot of credit. Your programs last week were exemplary, that were dealing with the loss of Joy Brown.
Yeah, that was that. I'll never forget those three shows. I will never forget that experience.
That's right. That's right. I have been in the media for over 20 years. I have 8 magazine format shows in our cable area, and I also have been on 2 radio shows. And I know the hardest things that I have ever had to do is a program with a heavy heart.
Yes.
You know, because especially when something is that fast, having the time to just digest all of it and having a lot of personal feelings, and it's just very, very, very difficult. And I thought you really, really did a wonderful job. And I'm sure there are still people out there that don't know that she's gone, because there's a lot of syndication, and so they'll be hearing bits and pieces here and there. But I'm sure it was very difficult for you, and I want to just say that I was really impressed by you to be able to get through all of that.
I appreciate that. That's very encouraging and very supportive. And I'll tell you something else. I think it's very important in life. One of my, you know, I have lists of things that I stand for. I just haven't had a place
to. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, one of the things I stand for, and I do it in my business as publisher of a trade magazine, is I believe it is very important, Linda, to give credit where credit is due. I think this is something that we often overlook in our lives.
I think just saying thank you. I mean, you know, she was in a business where she served so many people for a number of years. And realizing that, you know, that's something that she did and she did well, but it's something that helped a lot of people. And I know that when you're dealing with these kind of things and you're dealing with people in general, we have a totally, totally different society compared to what we had when we were growing up. And it's a very quick society where people are working, trying to keep a roof over their heads, take care of their children. They are in a position where a lot of people don't read papers. They don't have the time to do that. So sometimes they really rely heavily on these type of programs. And I think hers was one of them. She helped people in many areas. But for every person that didn't call, there were probably 10 people out there that were experiencing what she talked about. And what about you is you are not trying to go in being Joy Brown. You are going to go in and be yourself. And if you believe what you're doing, it will be a success. It will show. It will come from within you. And it will be wonderful. It will be different. There's no doubt about it. It will be different. But I really admire you after going through what you went through. And the people that called in that were people that had known her. I met her once. I did meet her one time, and she started laughing and said I reminded her of her when she was younger. And it was really very interesting to talk to her. And when she focused on a person, not herself when she met them, she totally had a way of just focusing on the person she was talking to. And that is a gift.
It's a rarity today. I mean, we're not designed to do that. The whole like me on Facebook concept that permeates our society, wouldn't it be nicer if it were to be focusing on being likable rather than asking to be liked before you even show how likable you are?
But there's a need. There's a need. As I expressed earlier, people don't even know the neighbors. I mean, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood where, you know, everybody played in each other's yard, and whatever place you landed in, you were going to be watched by whoever was there. And it was just accepted that that's the way it would be in every household. I have seen the structure of neighborhoods change so much that people don't really know people anymore. And I think that's why Facebook is popular. I might not agree with a lot of things that people put on Facebook. However, I will say this. It's their need to just talk to people.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean,
oh, totally. And I want to make it very clear again. I'm speaking with a handicap of 99% of the people listening to this, including you, not knowing me. So you got to be very careful in a fast, noisy world where people have short-term attention spans because of the speed of life. That if you say something that's part of a bigger picture and you don't clarify that, they can get a very limited perspective. And I would think somebody tuning in now, based on what I said to you, would think I'm anti-social media, anti-Facebook, and anti-progress. Hardly. I'm a media guy.
Sure.
I am one.
Oh, absolutely. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but as a media guy, as a guy who is in the radio industry and in the new media industry and has championed new media all the way back, I mean, I was a futurist in the 70s, I also know the weaknesses of it, the pitfalls. pitfalls, the dangers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And that's it's very hard to engage in today's society, especially on a platform of radio or media, a discussion that takes in all the considerations, the pros and the cons, as opposed to I stand for this. Bah!
I think it depends on, who you're working for, because there are people that want to project a certain image on, you know, in the media itself. I mean, there were times when if I had to read one more time some awful, horrible thing that happened from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock at night, and that's all you hear, then you wonder why there's so much negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there aren't enough real, honest, tight programs that are going to offer the exchange. Let's put it that way there. And you have a great opportunity to do that here because you're saying, I am not going to try to be Joy Brown. What I am going to do is I am going to be myself, and I hope you will like my program.
Mm-hmm.
And
who
was it that said, if you love something you do, you never work a day in your life?
a lot of very wise people have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is knowing myself the way I do and understanding the radio business the way I do,
mm-hmm.
I'd say this program has zero chance of succeeding.
not
because people won't like it, but I don't know whether or not it could get through the clutter of limited thinking that designs what's popular today.
Oh, I think you can.
Let's hope so. Linda,
and I hope that on the day that you're retiring, I can talk to you and say, I told you so.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I listen on WNRI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. That's the station I listen to.
Lovely.
And they have a wonderful program on. They've had it for years.
Thank you, Linda.
I have a lot of faith in what you're going to do. Good luck.
Okay, Linda. Gotta run. Thank you so much, Linda from Bellingham. I'm Michael Harrison, 877-807-4048.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.